Wednesday.
Mr. President, on Wednesday, the Latin Americans at the OAS want to elect Ellsworth Bunker as president of the Council of the OAS. This is a great personal tribute to him and to the United States to come at this time, and I think it's a good thing to do, but it was a genuine draft. In no sense were we campaigning for it, but Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, Colombia, all of them came to him and said he just had to do it. Now, this does imply that he would stay on his post over there for at least several months, and I just thought I'd better check it with you.
Yes, I think that's all right. I would think it'd be undesirable for him to be in there, but if you think you can get by with that...
We were president in 1951, and he clearly is head and shoulders above the group as far as a personality is concerned, and they've all wanted to pay him this tribute.
That's good. Well, if you feel that way about it, I want to. Now, I want you to get mad as hell, Dean, about leaking like that this morning. I don't want you to continue to be a gentleman.
Well, I'm trying to run down where that... I think part of it came from Roger Hillsman. It sounds a little like Roger Hillsman. He's the fellow we've
I think part of it comes from that fellow over there that's been running up New York running these campaigns.
Well, we're going to send him off to the Far East shortly to talk to the Cambodians.
I think we ought to talk about that because I don't want to see... I think you can suffer all right, but I can't suffer for you, and I don't like to see those things happen. And we got to put a stop to this little needling and knifing and attempts to divide. And they're little men, and they're not trustworthy.
I was very upset about that this morning.
Well, I never saw you get upset about anything, and I think that you ought to be. I'm just madder than hell.
Right.
I got a letter 2 or 3 days ago from a fella saying that he doesn't have the access to the president that he ought to have. And
mm-hmm.
I've been reading all these stories about how the president doesn't know anything about foreign policy and how he has to rely on you. And they cut it both ways all the time.
Yeah,
and
one
thing they said, Kennedy was his own man and you were nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And now they say that you're everything and I'm nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say that you're falling on your face.
Right.
And I don't think we ought to be messing around. I've got rid of some of them in my part of this. At least I've sent them to the Senate and sent some of them out of town.
I
don't want you to have people disloyal to you. And I got a letter saying that they had great access to Roosevelt and had great access to Kennedy, but they don't have enough access now, and that they did a good job in Moscow, and they did a good job here, and they want to be a world ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, if you can do it where they don't do any damage, I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd get me the best damned executive director could, because I'm not an executive director, and nobody's going to do much thinking, and anybody can handle a policy of this country as safely as you've handled it. Anybody can handle a Congress of this country like you've handled it. Anybody can handle the people of this country as you can handle it, can hire somebody to push his papers for him. And the important thing is what you do and your wife does. And so let's clean this one up. And please know that none of my staff feels that way.
All right, fine. Thank you.
And that I don't. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Waiting.